From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Mary McKinstry. Identical proposals in the Missouri House and Senate would overhaul Missouri's tax code and slash more than $1 billion a year in state revenue. Marshall Griffin has details.
In a nutshell, the bill would lower the top state income tax bracket to 4.8%, which is lower than the tax cut that passed 3 years ago, capping the top rate at 5.5%. The new bill would also completely exempt anyone who makes less than $4,000 a year from paying state income taxes. Republican Bill Eigel of St. Charles County has pre-filed the bill in the Senate.
I'm a big believer that we can make our government a bit more efficient, that we can do a better job with the money that's coming in, and we can actually ease that burden on the Missouri taxpayer.
In return for the lower income tax rate, the bill would cap the total amount of tax credits doled out each year at $425 million, and it would raise the state's fuel tax by 6 cents a gallon. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Governor Eric Greitens has appointed a former St. Louis area lawyer to the state's Coordinating Board for Higher Education. Greitens announced yesterday that he picked Maryville resident Joe Cornelison to serve on the board, which oversees public colleges and universities throughout the state. Cornelison is a retired Army colonel. Cornelison's appointment gives Greitens' appointees a majority on the 7-member board, although the governor's 4 new appointees still need confirmation by the state Senate. Cornelison served as general counsel for the Higher Education Department from 2010 to 2011. He was an attorney for Northwest Missouri State University from 2005 to 2009. No explosives were found on a bus near the Hearn Center yesterday after a bomb threat was reported, but an MU student has been issued a summons for disturbing the peace. The Columbia Missourian reports that the University of Missouri Police Department received a call yesterday afternoon from a woman who said she'd heard a comment about an explosion on the bus she was riding. MU police evacuated the bus and the area and sent an MU alert asking people to stay away from the Hearn Center shuttle bus stop. After the first alert was sent, a student called MUPD and told him he thought the bomb threat may have been as a result of comments he'd made. He said it was a misunderstanding. After an interview, the student was arrested in connection with a peace disturbance, but eventually released from the department on summons. Governor Eric Greitens is praising Missouri's revamped Clean Water Commission for allowing 2 new concentrated animal feeding operations in the state. Greitens said today that the state needs, quote, more farms, more jobs, and less government. Neighbors have been fighting R&R Farms in McDonald County and Trenton Farms in Grundy County for years. They've been worried about pollution, smell, and other issues. Previous Clean Water Commissioners voted against the chicken and hog farms. But last week, Greitens appointed 3 new members to the board with agricultural ties. Days later, the commission voted to grant permits for the farms. Farm industry leaders, including the Missouri Pork Association, are praising the move. Erin McKinstry, KBIA News, Columbia.